Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, welcoming you to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements, and we'll move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call, the very last Tuesday of June 2014. What a year it's been already. We're almost at the six-month point of 2014. So when I call in next Tuesday, it will be July 1st. So here's my message tonight. Finish strong. Start fast. Finish strong. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements. I have a great call for you tonight on POF, Power of Focus, one of my all-time favorite topics. For those of you who are on tonight's call for the first time, this call is always recorded and available for playback at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, the following day of this call. You can download this call at calls, C-A-L-L-S, that is with an S, plural, calls.goldenmastermind.com. I also have my archive calls on my website, www.goldenmastermind.com. On July 4th, I move into production of my brand new book. It is called The Anger Factor. I'll be producing content for that throughout the next few months, and that book will be available at the end of the year either by self-publishing or through an agent. I'm very inspired to share that content with you on how to let go of unresolved anger, how to spot someone who is passive-aggressive, aggressive, or someone who has unresolved anger, how to let go of your own resentment, how to let go of hate, how to let go of being overwhelmed with your anger. That is going to be an absolutely best-selling book, and I will be delivering some of that content from that book at the events that I share the stage on in the next several months. Now, I have some great inspirational speakers lined up for you in the month of July and the month of August. On Tuesday, July 22nd, the great David Wood, one of the top personal trainers in the network marketing and direct sales and transformational industry, David Wood, who teaches Train the Trainers and who is mentored with some of the, who has been a top-tier speaker and trainer for the great T. Harv Eckert and many, many other exceptional companies. David will be my guest on Tuesday, July 22nd. Fast forward into August, I have the one and only John Assaraf, best-selling author of the book The Answer, featured prominently in the audio and movie The Secret. John will be my guest on Tuesday, August 22nd. I've already contacted Mark Victor Hansen, and in 2015, I will have a two-day event with Mark Victor Hansen and John Assaraf at the same event with Susan Sly and Alexis Romano on the East Coast. I'll be planning the dates for you as we get closer into 2015. The weekend after the 4th of July, July 12th, I will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania at the Hilton Hotel. There will be standing room only in that room. July 19th, I'll be hosting a team event in San Francisco, California, actually Pleasanton, California, which is in the East Bay with C.G. Siddons. July 26th, I will be in Norwalk, Connecticut. August 2nd, Seattle, Washington. I want to thank Sarah Spencer. Sarah is an exceptional first-class woman client and friend of mine who's going to be hosting me in Seattle. August 16th, I will be in Charleston, South Carolina. I want to thank Samantha White, who's going to be bringing me to South Carolina to Charleston for the first time, in that she's going to be hosting an event for me in Charleston, South Carolina. And this Saturday, I will be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for the first time ever. I also am going to be filling up my September calendar with cities like Los Angeles, San Diego. I will also be back in I'll be back in Weehawken, New Jersey in September and or October, Denver, Colorado, and many other cities around the United States. So I'm looking forward to having a world-class second half of 2014. This year has absolutely flown by. If you are serious about hiring me to be your coach, I now have a 10 to a 12 week waiting list. So if you want more insight on how to let go of control that keeps you out of control, controlling your control, you want to learn how to brand yourself, how to effectively ask questions in a sequence, how to let go of your anxieties, how to address an addiction, how to be a better multitasker, how to learn the power of focus, which I'm going to cover on tonight's call, feel free to give me a call. I am not offering free 15-minute coaching sessions because of demand. I'm also going to be raising my coaching rates very soon. So if you want to take advantage of my present rates, contact me at 209-932-0227. And with that, I'm going to move right into the inspirational portion of tonight's call, POF, the power of focus. Hocus pocus, I'm in focus. Yes, it is that easy. Hocus pocus, I'm out of focus. It is equally as that easy to be out of focus when you get distracted very easily. If you have challenges with focus, it's very common for the medical community to diagnose you with a series of Ds, ADD, ADHD, and any other multitude of situations that become neurological. Much of your focus is also going to be based on conditions that have become behavior. If you have challenges focusing and you continue to reinforce it with your words and those words become your law, then you will continue to create the very situation that you seek to avoid to stay disappointed. But when you say, I have challenges focusing, this always happens to me. I get overwhelmed very easily. Well, that's exactly what happens. Large percent of society gets overwhelmed neurologically based on events and your perception of the event. Focus becomes a challenge. Focus is also directly linked. Lack of focus is directly linked to low self-esteem, deserve issues, procrastination, being overwhelmed, anxieties that keep you out of control while you're controlling your control. How do you improve your focus? Always with this one key component, a deep breath. Anytime you take a deep breath, it resets the neurological network. It eliminates the past and the future in the few moments that you're in that breath and after that breath, especially when you've created a release. When you tend to get overwhelmed based on obligations that you take on that you can't say no to, when you are a people pleaser, when you're a giver, a server, when you have codependent issues, when you can't say no, these are some of the components that create lack of focus. When you live in absolute chaos, drama, and you are unorganized, that will also have an effect on your focus. And if you have so many ideas, shiny object syndrome, if you're so brilliant you can't monetize your brilliance, you're also going to have challenges focusing. Your self-talk will be a direct reflection of why you do and why you don't focus. But when you say, I can't finish my project, I can't write that chapter in my book or my screenplay, I have challenges writing my post, I'm not good at writing, I'm not good at selling, I have challenges with rejection, I don't like to fail, I don't want to fail. This is the self-talk that allows you not to focus. Focus also keeps you from being responsible. Now, if you have abandonment issues, commitment issues, you have challenges committing and deciding, and you have to learn this key skill, decide first, create second. When your whys and your desire is bigger than your problems, the facts don't matter. But when you focus on the fact is that there's a high probability that statistically you will not succeed. When you focus on that fact, that you will unequivocally receive the result that you don't want to have happen so you can be and stay disappointed. Now, if you want to change your focus, it starts with this one situation. Relax, release, let go. Any three of those situations, relax, release, and let go. But if you be and stay overwhelmed, you will have challenges focusing. Now, for any of those of you ever played fast pitch softball or baseball, any type of organized sport of it, whether it was beyond Little League, whether it was in high school, junior high, Babe Ruth, or any multitude of situations, you know that it requires focus. Any sport requires a focus. Studying requires focus. But if you have ants in your pants, the spilkas, if you get overwhelmed easily, shiny object syndrome, you're not good at studying, you have to use no-dose, methamphetamine, caffeine, or any other derivatives that keep you strung out to focus, it doesn't work that way. And any time that you take a a drug from the American Medical Association that is supposed to assist you with your focus, then that drug becomes your identity. So when if you without that drug, you can't focus. Those drugs typically lead to dependency, side effects, and withdrawal syndromes, those type of drugs. So you can take those drugs to be focused, or you can also let go of control of the outcome and learn to have a relaxed focus. But if you're hyper-focused or you have challenges focusing, you won't focus. Focus is a skill, focus is a mindset, and focus is a identity. When you can let go of control, there is no anxiety. If you step into the batter's box in fast pitch softball or baseball in a very high caliber of skill, or they're in an organized league, there's a high probability the ball's going to be moving somewhere between 80 to 100 miles an hour. In fast pitch softball, there is no mound. It's on a flat surface. The rubber or the pitcher where the pitcher delivers from is 45 feet. In fast pitch baseball, it's 60 feet 6 inches. That means that the response time is about 1 second. That requires you to have hand-eye coordination, the ability to hit a moving object that you cannot see, and put the ball in motion. Now, how do you do that? By relaxing. Now, if you're intense and you're so intense that you can't focus, if you grind your teeth at night, you wake up with a headache, you're angry all the time, you have unresolved anger, and you focus on justifying why you do what you do, or you attract people to fulfill your anger, you'll also have challenges focusing. You have to understand this about focus. What is the result that I desire? But if you focus on the result you don't want, then you get to be disappointed. If this always happens to you and that's your focus, if you say that I'd go to the concert but there probably won't be a parking space or a good seat for me, then you will get the result that you don't want to be and stay disappointed. When you change your words, you will change your life. Your words do not return void. Your word is your law, and man and woman constantly create laws with their words. When you understand those spiritual principles, the laws of the universe, when you learn to let go of control, when you learn to release, relax, and let go, then you can focus. You can't focus when you're hypertensive, anxiety, because the kind of focus you focus on gets you a non-result that you don't want to have happen. I don't like rejection. That keeps you unfocused. You have to change your perception about past events, the perception you have about the event that creates the identity that keeps you unfocused. Focus is a very relaxed energy. You have to be as cool as the other side of the pillow, calm, quiet, cool energy. But if you are someone who's been addicted to validating, justifying, or explaining, you'll check out in the middle of a conversation and be unfocused. To be focused, you also must be a great listener. It's a skill that you can master anytime, anywhere, without a lot of practice. Listening is a be state. You should listen to the words you say. You should record yourself someday and then listen to what you say about yourself. To be focused, you have to turn off your critical advisor. You have to let go of your judgment. You have to have a self-esteem, meaning how I feel about myself, a self-esteem that's conducive to an outcome that you will feel rewarded. But if you have low self-esteem, you will continue to create an outcome to fulfill your disappointment, which will lead to your addictions. Now, if you are tired of being tired, if you're tired of being overwhelmed, and you want to improve your focus, here are a few key skills. There's actually a fruit that will improve your focus. That is blueberries. Blueberries will assist you to enhance your memory. For those of you who have challenges with memory, there's a direct reflection. Not only you're not focused, you're not listening. If you tend to check out, process, analyze, get overwhelmed, that means you only hear a percent of the conversation. But when you become a skilled, trained listener, the way you learn to listen is with the non-dominant ear that you have on your body. So if you're right-handed, your non-dominant ear would be your left ear. Learn to lean into the conversation. Tilt your head a little. Have a relaxed focus. Hear what's meant, not what's said. Trust your intuition. Learn to come from sense of touch and feel rather than think and logic. Learn to use your right brain more frequently. That's how you'll focus. You focus by being able to have a relaxed concentration. You can't focus when you're overly intense. When you're waiting for someone to violate you, when you're waiting for someone to reject you, when you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, when you're waiting for someone to say, is this a pyramid, or any multitude of statements that you will have to defend yourself, validate, and justify, you've lost your focus because you're more concerned with being right than you are getting a result. See, I knew this would happen to me. That is what happens when you're focused on being right. When you understand human behavior, when you understand predictability, when you understand probability, when you understand cause and effect, why people do what they do, when you learn not to personalize situations, then you can be focused. If you want to hit a home run or take a ball downtown, you can't focus on that result. You have to focus on the pitch, one pitch at a time. I had someone say to me today, how do I keep what I have? She's already losing what she thinks she's controlling. She doesn't. I pointed out to her, you don't have it. You're in it. You're there right now. You focus on where you are now, not how you're going to keep something tomorrow. When you have that kind of anxiety, you've lost before you started to justify your feelings. The only day you have is now, 86,400 seconds. When you focus on what you desire to create, see, that means clearly defined short-term goals. When you learn how to set and get, S-E-T and G-E-T, when you learn how to set, get, attract, and create, creation on demand, C-O-D, clearly defined short-term goals, that's what creates the compounded effect. But when you set ginormous, big, stupendous, tons of goals, big goals, you get overwhelmed before you start. When you set big goals that you have low action and poor habits, you fail before you ever started. So focus is really this one word, it's clarity. It's not hocus pocus, it's focus. Focus is asking why you focus is being able to ask what you deserve for and then create it on demand. Focus is an expectation. And the more you understand how to focus on what you expect, you'll begin to attract what you expect. It works both ways on both polar opposites, either positive or negative. A lot of people focus on what they don't want, and then they get what they don't want to justify their feelings. When you focus on what you feel and know you deserve, focus is a no state. When you know that you know that you know, you'll stop focusing on what you don't know. Eliminate these three words from your vocabulary. I don't know. A large percent of society in sentences with I don't know, and they don't even understand that they just undid what they just said. When you learn to listen to yourself, you will begin to change your language. Focus daily, focus hourly. When you learn to focus daily and hourly, you'll get organized. Being organized is a B state. It's a identity that you create. It's who you are. I am focused. I am organized. The two come together in the law of alignment. When you're focused and you're organized, the path is clear. But when you're overwhelmed, unfocused, there's not a probability in hell that you'll get the result that will give you a reward. You'll get the result that gives you the addiction. So when you learn to let go of that kind of anxiety, then you can focus. I get asked this at least 10 times every single day. How do I focus? Here's how I answer that question. Why aren't you focused? What is the cause that creates the effect of your inability to focus? A large percent of that is anxiety about success. Now, many people misconstrue and confuse fear of success and fear of failure. Now, what many people say is, I don't want to fail. Now, the way they don't fail is they procrastinate. By procrastinating, they don't fail, but they stay disappointed. That means they live in guilt and or shame, and they should all over themselves. They should have done what they didn't do, so they continue to should of what they should done. And when you learn to understand more about why you do what you do, then you will let go of the control that keeps you controlling being unfocused. See, if you actually focused, you would receive the result. And here's what would happen if you did that. If you actually receive the result that you feel you're capable of or you think you're capable of, if you actually did that, that would contradict your struggle. That means that would be the end of the era. That would be the death of the ego. You would have to be more responsible. You'd have to actually show up. Now, why don't more people do that? Because they've been conditioned to live in their left brain. They've been conditioned by the educational system to read left to right. They've been conditioned to live in a set of rules that someone else gives them. Given, and most people can focus on a job because there's rules around that focus. and you get reprimanded if you don't focus and conform to that system. And then a large percent of society will say, well, I hate my job, I want to fire my boss, I want to start a business for my home, I want to be in free enterprise, I want to be a real estate investor, I want to be an internet marketer, I want to be a direct salesperson, I want to brand myself, I want to own franchises, I want to be a multipreneur, I want to be a superstar, a rock star. All of that is possible, especially when you have talent. But talent is not the recipe to success. The graveyards of the world are filled with talented people who tiptoed quietly through life and arrived at their grave safely. Now, if you do not want to be one of those statistics that could not afford your funeral when you leave this earth plane, then I suggest you learn how to focus. Focus is very important to the result. Because if you're unfocused, you can't equivocally receive the result that you require. If you're going to be an effective communicator, an effective prospector, a master asker, a professional sorter, it's very important that you have a relaxed focus in your communication style. So you can do this. Hear what's meant, not said. So you can listen to how many times people use the word You can hear how many times they say need. You can hear how many times they say well. So you can effectively qualify people for your time. You have to let go of this key component that most people misconstrue. You learn to devote your energy where it is deserved, not needed. Focus on where you're going to get a result rather than where you're going to get disappointed. It's a key component. A lot of people spend time on where they think people need them, because they have anxiety about someone else's failure. They have anxiety about the outcome. If someone fails, it will justify your disappointment or any multitude of situations. You have to understand the law of averages, that a lot of people don't succeed in vocations because they're not focused. And a lack of focus is really a lack of commitment. If you are commitment phobic, if you keep getting ready to get ready, if you get disappointed in people easily, and you continue to say, I don't understand why these people don't do this, if you keep saying these people are annoying, then you're failing to focus on the results that require being created by being able to mentor people who are focused. Your objective is to find people who are focused, but how can you do that when you're unfocused? How can you attract to your reality that which you're not being? See, yesterday is history. You can be unfocused yesterday, but are you focused today? When you learn to focus on that kind of focus, then you will create and or attract your reality the law of averages in a smaller percent of the type of people you require to create the compounded effect. No matter where you are in any vocation, you're 1, 2, 3, 5 people away from a 6 or 7-figure income in any kind of leveraged enterprise. But if you continue to focus on codependence and attract people you think need you, you continue to focus on lack and poverty, you'll continue to attract that kind of situation to you. You continue to stay in denial and say, I don't know why I do what I do. You continue to control your control and you're not willing to let go. I put people in some of my intimate events called Breakthroughs to Success. I give people the absolute latitude. I give them the power. I facilitate the opportunity for them to break through. And right there in that event, you'll see many people who are not willing to let go. Because of this, it would change their identity. Because of this, success would contradict their struggle. Because of this, it would be the end of the era. It would be the death of the ego. It would be you letting go of the familiar. And if you're willing to do that, then you can change your focus. But your words would have to follow your focus. Your words that, I'm not sure, I don't know if I can do this, I don't know if I can handle it, I don't know what's going to happen in July. If you would let go of getting ready to get ready, to become a producer, you must produce. To become a producer, you have to have dedicated time for production. And you can't just wing it. You can't squeeze time in everywhere. Now, there are people who are very, very skilled multitaskers who are very skilled in their multitasking skills at being able to leverage small and increment amounts of time. But more realistically, you require dedicated blocks of time to building your enterprise. Isn't it preposterous to realize that you'll trade time for dollars for someone else anywhere from 6 hours to 8 hours, and you don't get financial freedom or emotional freedom? You get paid what a job is worth. You get paid what the boss man dictates. You get paid what the corporation dictates that your value is. But why is it that so many people get into rush hour traffic, they'll get on a train, they'll commute long distances to trade time for dollars in a vocation that doesn't really serve or reward them? Why do people stay in relationships that there's no more value? They just stay as roommates. They just stay doing the same thing over and over. There's no intimacy. Why? Because it's familiar. As people who are conditioned to behave in certain ways, we continue to do the same thing over and over to get the same results. Now, if you want to focus on a different outcome, you have to let go of the feelings and events that keep you doing the same thing over and over. You have to be able to say, I'm letting go. I'm so done with this. You have to be able to give power to the new identity you're in the process of creating. But to be able to do that, you have to be able to focus. What do you focus on? Results. You focus your energy on attracting people that will empower you and your enterprise. You focus on attracting producers. You focus on mentoring people who are absolutely serious about changing the quality of their life. What do you not focus on? You don't focus on whiners and complainers. You don't focus on people who want enabled. You don't focus on people who want to sabotage you and your organization. You don't focus on situations that aren't going to serve you. You have to focus on the solution. But if you continue to focus on the problem, if you get seduced and attracted into negativity, if you are someone who gets sucked into drama, you can't focus on that. You also have to learn your most valuable commodity, time. You have to qualify people for your time. You have to let go of situations that do not serve you, such as when you are prospecting, you have to learn not to talk, explain, validate, justify, and go into long drunkalogues and dissertations. You have to be able to hear what's meant, not what's said. You have to be able to improve your focus by listening. Listening is one of the most key components when it comes to focusing. Focusing is also about relaxing, being able to be in the present, in the now, not in an outer body experience, overwhelmed and concerned with an outcome that you're trying to control your control to be out of control. And that's what it means. Focus is not about perfection. Focus is about being able to be effective. And when you start to become effective and let go of your neurotic perfection about knowing what to be, what to say, then you can create a whole different mindset. Your self-esteem is very important, your focus. What is self-esteem? It means how I feel about me. And when you start to feel lovable, good enough, capable, it will change what you attract. Your focus is unequivocally your attractor factor. When you become very clear on the type of people you require to have in your team, when you learn how to recruit, when you let go of enrolling and signing people up and you become an effective recruiter, when you start to understand the questions to ask, it's not knowing what to ask, it's knowing how to ask, and you learn how to ask questions in a sequence. When you let go of this term, I don't know what to ask, I've written them all down, I have them all over my bulletin board, I have them on my whiteboards, those are good, that's good you have them there, but you have to practice the practical application of the knowledge that you have learned. But if you continue to focus on what I don't know, what I can't do, what I haven't been, and this is so common that people say this, this is the most common unconscious message that the American free enterprise populace who struggles says, I haven't, so I can't. Now, I will break this down for you. A large percent of the population sends a mixed telepathic message stating unconsciously, well, I haven't, so I can't. I haven't made money yet, so I can't prospect someone who's prosperous. I haven't released weight. I haven't had a good product experience yet, so I can't approach people. I don't know what to say, so I can't. I haven't been in this thing long enough, so I can't. I've never been to an event, so I can't. That becomes a focus. I'm not good enough, so I can't. I've been violated, abandoned, and rejected, so I can't. I tend to get tongue-tied. I lose track of what I'm saying, so I can't. That's the mixed message that a large percent of the population brings to the table. They don't. That's what they show up in. You have to let go of that kind of show up because it's showtime. Showtime means this: repetition and experience in a very relaxed, calm, quiet, cool energy conducive to the outcome you seek. You have to be smooth, as cool as the other side of the pillow. You have to bring your A game to the table today, not yesterday, not tomorrow. The only day you have is today. Yeah, but. See, that becomes a large percent of people's focus. They focus on yeah, but. They go into a dissertation. They validate, justify, and explain. And I cut many of my coaching clients off by saying this. That's a good point, Jeff. Just edify that. Good point. When you have a coach who absolutely is a master, when you have a mentor as a master, when you have a millionaire mentor and they're giving you advice, see, advice and insight is different than criticism. But if you're focused on being disappointed, this is a lot of people do, they're so focused on being violated and disappointed that they don't really hear what's meant. They hear that they're being criticized. They automatically go into defense mode. I watch it every frickin' day of my coaching career. I'm giving someone insight, and they go, yeah, but you don't understand. My situation's unique. My situation's this. When I was in Tucumcari, New Mexico, Buzzard Breath, Wyoming, or someplace like that. See, when that's what happens. A large percent of society grows up with passive-aggressive personalities, or they grow up with an aggressive personality that's unpredictable. And their focus is defense, and this is where a large percent of the population, their focus on defending themselves, validating, and justifying, and in mid-sentence, when someone's giving them insight, they check out. They start defending themselves. They miss what's meant. They only hear what they think what's said, and then the whole situation is in the tank. Now, if you're willing to let go of that, that means you have to be really clear on this, why I do what I do. And in your focus, become objective, real, systematic, methodical, one day at a time. You require a system. The most systematic women that I've ever coached in my career or had the privilege and or ability to share the stages or coach, Alexis Romano and Susan Sly. I have a few other women that I've coached who are unequivocally starting to move into the next echelon and level of mastery. Those two women are absolute masters of their emotional state. Your focus will either be a direct reflection of how you master your emotions or how you control your emotions. You will continue to stay unfocused as you stay in control of your emotional state, of holding on to your anger, your hate, your resentment, your guilt, your shame, your abandonment, rejection, your overwhelmed feelings. When you are in control of those situations, you will talk too much, you will validate, you will check out, you will justify, you will actually defend the perpetrators who harmed you. But they didn't really do it that bad. They didn't really mean to do that. You know, I don't want you to really think badly of any one of my relatives, parents, siblings, friends, homies, brothers, or people that I grew up with. See, a lot of people that are unfocused, overwhelmed, and addicted emotionally actually protect the people who violated them because they don't want to offend anyone, and that becomes their focus. They're so focused on being addicted that they continue to attract other people to fulfill those feelings. When you begin to let go of your addiction focus, when you begin to let go of that kind of control, then you can be in command of your emotional state rather than controlling it. And when you're in command of your emotional state, you can hit a 98-mile-an-hour fastball 3 out of 10 times, and you can be a 300 hitter. When you really relax in your focus, you can be a 330 hitter. That's the Hall of Fame, baby, the HOF, the Hall of Fame. And see, when you have that kind of law of alignment, when you prospect, you start to close sales frequently because it becomes an expectation. Your inner ear, the dialogue that you hear is different. The prospects look like a grapefruit. They look like a basketball rather than a BB or an aspirin. It means your strike zone becomes bigger when you have a relaxed focus. When you're hyper-focused, over-focused, focused on getting disappointed, there's just a very, very small window that camel can get through the eye of the needle in. It does not fit with a pack saddle. But when you continue to focus on what you don't want, what you ain't got, who's not giving you the love, this always happens to you. That's when you get. When you focus on, I hope they don't ask me. I hope they don't ask me how much money I haven't made. Hope they don't ask me what kind of results I haven't received on this product. Hope they don't ask me if this is one of them, their pyramids. I hope they don't ask that. because I will get tongue-tied, I'll get overwhelmed, I'll make a fool of myself, I'll get judged, and most importantly, I'll fail. So what I think I'll do is I'll just procrastinate, baby. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll listen to me a download, a podcast. I'll listen to that Jeffrey Combs. I'll listen to David Wood, John Assaraf. That's what I'll do. I'll listen to a download, a podcast, a conference call. I'll listen to a CD, a cassette tape, or an LP from the 60s. That's what I'll do. I'll just focus on being a seminar junkie. I'll go to event after event. I'll get empowered on Saturday and be broke on Monday. That's what I'll keep doing. I'll just keep putting it on my credit cards. That's what I'll do. See, that's what a lot of people do. They focus on deluding themselves. Now, it's outstanding to get coached, have a mentor, go to events, rallies, and conventions. It's very important that you show up at as many of your company events as you possibly can, because that is where you get the meetings after the meetings. That's where you can really focus on the people who have broken through. That's where you can model yourself after other people who were once success seekers who are now success attractors. When you go from being a success seeker to a success attractor, then you unequivocally have crossed the bridge, baby, and that's see a chief. That's what you say to your ego. SYC, you wave and you go, see a chief, because that the house of pain is no longer here. This is the house of pleasure. When you're in the HOP, the house of pleasure, then you've also crossed you're in the LOP, the land of paradise. But you have to go through the gap. The gap is the jungle. You leave the sheep pen, you leave the cow pen, and the people that moo and baa at you, baa, come back here, moo, come back here. Who are you to think that you're ever going to be successful? You have to let those people go and focus on people who are in your corner. Don't focus on people who are going to violate you, people who are going to denigrate you. Don't try and win people over who aren't winnable. Focus your energy where it's deserved, not needed. Focus on a result. Focus on the solution. When you learn to live in the solution and let go of the problem, then your focus changes. When your focus changes, your attractor factor raises. Your emotional, etheric, vibrational energy begins to elevate. You, instead of sending a mixed signal, your signal becomes very clear. And synchronistically and synchrodestically, people begin to hear a clearer message and they begin to show up. Mythically, magically, your leads change. As your commitment changes, your dialogue changes, your focus changes, all of a sudden your law of averages changes. The portal of energy that was very, very small and the law of a diminishing return begins to expand. That's what it means. Your vision changes because what you see is different. You see the light at the end of the tunnel, and you also can feel the light behind your eyes. You can also, people show up, you can actually see the light behind their eyes. Rather than the darkness of much of what you used to see, you'll start to see people have the sparkle that's right above their head. You can start to see people's auras a lot differently than you ever did. Instead of the emotional vampires and the spiritual vampires that you would attract to fulfill your disappointment, because you've changed your focus, you focus on love, you focus on joy, pleasure, and peace. And when someone actually gives you a compliment, you freaking hear it for the first time in your life. You go, wow, my goodness is shining through. When you let go of your brokenness, when you let go of that brokenness inside, when you change the story of how you expect people to disappoint you, when you change the story of how you expect people to love you, when you start to put people in a category of, I'm going to put you where you belong, where you show up. When you start to meet people where they are, when you become objective, realistic, you have clarity and you are clear in your focus, your attractor factor changes. And then instead of prospecting, your inbox fills up. And then you get to cherry pick, one of my favorite terms. You can cherry pick your leads. And you can freaking tell who's going to get started with you. And you can also have a pretty good idea who has a strong probability of producing. When you're focused, you don't get attached to other people's incomes or other people's results or other people's problems. You focus on you more frequently without feeling guilty or out feeling any shame. That doesn't mean you're arrogant, egotistic, but you focus on the most important person on the planet, you, without feeling arrogant, meaning that you focus on getting clearer with your message. You focus on being more aware. You focus on improving your inner ear. You focus on hearing what's meant, not said. You focus on becoming effective at your profession. Being a professional requires a focus. It's a one day at a time, sometimes 4, 5, 6, 7 days a week, one day at a time over a long career. But if you're sporadic, if you're overwhelmed and unorganized, you are unequivocally going to be unfocused. If you have an intention without a commitment, you intend to do something but don't really commit, then that's what you get, an intention. You don't really follow through. You have to be able to commit first. You commit first, create second. You don't create and then commit. You have to be able to commit, and then you create. Commit first, create second. What does that mean? It means you know the outcome, you decide on the outcome, and then you figure out the facts. When your why is bigger than the facts don't matter. But when you focus on all the facts and all the reasons you can't, shouldn't, wouldn't, couldn't, and you focus on the labels, like you ever seen people, they read the labels on the, they're looking for something that's wrong. Have you ever seen these people, the flaw finders of the world? They focus on what's on the canister. Now, I know reading labels is important in today's world because there's a lot of bad products in a lot of products. There's a lot of GMOs, there's trans fats, there's all of those. But there's a lot of people that go out of their way to find a flaw. If that's the kind of person that you are, then you'll continue to attract that kind of person to your reality to fulfill your disappointment. But being focused absolutely is an identity, and it starts with an affirmation. I am focused. Now that I'm grown up, I'm learning how to focus one day at a time on the solution, not the problem. Now that I'm grown up, I am a master at focusing. How do you focus? How do you turn the engine off? How do you turn off the noise? People ask me this all the time. Well, there's healing modalities. You can go to hypnotherapy. You can do transcendental meditation. You can do yoga. You can do deep breathing. You can do chanting. You can let go. You can learn to let go. But one of the easiest ways to focus is taking a deep breath, deciding what's important to you right now, right here. When you start to do just simple discipline one day at a time over a long career, your focus begins to compound. But if you can't affirm that you're focused and then you continue to talk about how you're not focused, this always happens to me, I tend to do this, when you continue to focus on that, you will continue to get the exact same situation, the exact same people over and over to fulfill your disappointment. But you must have clarity in your focus. That means you have clearly defined short-term goals. Vision. Do you have a vision? V-I-S-I-O-N. Do you know what a vision? You know what vision even is? It means you can see what that which is not visible. You can borrow from the future. You believe in the invisible. That's what a vision is. It means you can see the outcome before you start. If you look way out at the end of your sight line, the very point of your sight line, if you put your hand out at the tip of your finger and you look all the way down it, you can see all the way out there about 500 yards, about a quarter of a mile. You can look down there, a flat surface. The very end of it is called the vanishing point. The vanishing point is where your horizon line ends. That's way out there. That's your vision. You require a long-term vision and a short-term vision. A short-term vision is the results you created today, which will be in direct reflection of what you focused on. If you got overwhelmed and life got in the way, then you weren't really focused. You have to have this, a boundary of your time. If you don't have boundaries on your time, you're not focused. That means your time is not important. Your focus will be a direct reflection of what's important to you. If results aren't important to you, if money isn't important to you, if attracting people you can collaborate with is not important to you, if you focus on failing, that's what a lot of people do, they focus on not failing. That's one of the number one focuses that a large percent of my clients get. That's their focus. It comes out of their mouth. They say it frequently. They use word terms like, I don't want to get rejected. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I don't know. If I don't know is a big part of your vocabulary, how can you be focused? The reason people say I don't know is so they don't have to be responsible. There's a tremendous anxiety about being and staying responsible in our planet, in our country, in your city, in your world, in your circle of influence, in your family. And the 20,000 meals you spent with the wrong financial planners, ask yourself how many of the people in your circle of influence that you grew up with were actually focused. How many of them were TikTok people? They tiptoed quietly through life, arrived at their grave safely, and could not pay for their funeral. Because they never really focused on doing anything than trading time for dollars and doing with that which is familiar. Now, if you don't want to end up like that, then you will have to have a different focus than the conditions that have become your behaviors. That means your dialogue with money must improve. You must focus on learning a new set of skills. You must focus on learning questions in a sequence, back to back, with a reflex that's conducive to the results that you seek. That means you must focus on letting go of your anxiety. You must focus on letting go of validating, justifying, and explaining yourself. When you learn to let go, a whole different type of person begins to show up in your reality. That's a different kind of focus. Focus is a very relaxed, quiet, cool energy. Now, you may be intense, but if you have to take that edge off, that edge would be relaxed intensity. That's a different kind of focus. I spent a large percent of my life being overwhelmed, angry, and addicted. I would focus on the very situations I didn't want to have happen. I'd wake up in the morning with a headache. I'd grinded my teeth the night before. I'd talk myself into going to the chiropractor. I'd even tell the chiropractor, I'd ask the chiropractor if I could come back later in the afternoon because I was going to predict my next subluxating because of how intense I was, not really understanding that my self-talk wasn't conducive to the outcome that I was seeking, and I was seeking to perpetuate the same set of feelings over and over so I could stay in the control that kept me out of control. It took me about 5 years of going up the down staircase to really understand how important affirmations really were. I was saying affirmations but not really believing them. I didn't really understand that word was law. I knew nothing about quantum physics, cause and effect, or the reason I did what I did. When I started to understand that, my focus changed. When I stopped finding ways to be disappointed, I started to find more ways to be successful. My success factor started to outweigh my disappointment factor. But if your disappointment factor is greater than your success factor, then you'll find ways and attract ways to stay unfocused and attract people to disappoint you. When you begin to let go of that energy, you change your identity. And if you're going to prospect, sell, brand, or attract people to your reality, it's a different kind of focus that you learned in the educational system. You must be clear, number one, on what you seek to attract. That's clarity. That's a focus. That means that you start to have qualifications on what you're looking for and the type of prosperity partner that you are seeking to attract. You also focus on being very clear in your communication and language style. You start to clean up the words that keep you doing the same thing over and over. You become aware of how non-committal you are in your communication and in your conscious, unconscious brain. You start to focus more on your right brain, which are pictures. Your right brain is your pictures, your sensitivity, your intuition, and how you feel. You focus less on your left brain, which is your analytical, egoic mind. You use your left brain to solve problems, not to analyze problems. You learn to live in the solution, not the problem. Focus on solutions and results. Let people go very quickly. Get focused on this. Don't get sucked into long dissertations. Let other people be right. When someone writes you a 5-page Facebook message that goes on and on and on and on, don't get into the ring with someone. When you see someone on your Facebook post, they turn your post into their post. Delete them. Focus on that. Don't write something underneath there that will create controversy. If you have a conflict consciousness or a controversy consciousness, you will continue to attract those people to fulfill that type of focus. When you learn to focus on your goodness, your joy, what you deserve to receive, and you focus less on your addictions, less on your problems, less on your codependence, a lot of situations that overwhelm you start to dissipate from you. When you learn this one key word, no, you learn to say no to situations that no longer serve you. When you say, I appreciate the offer, but I'm not in a position to accept that. When you learn to let go of all the ways you over-obligate yourself so you can get overwhelmed, your focus will change. When you take on so many obligations that you can't possibly fulfill your promises so you can stay disappointed and overwhelmed, change your focus. Focus more on cause and effect, the events. But if you continue to say, my entire childhood was a blur, I don't remember that. I don't have a memory. I'm not good at memory. I don't understand that. I don't know. When you continue to say, I don't know in your communication style, you will stay in denial, unfocused, and continue to do the same thing over and over to fulfill the feelings that keep you disappointed. When you learn to let go and relax, when you just learn to focus on what you deserve rather than what didn't happen, a lot of people stay guilty because of events from their past. They go over and over what they didn't do, what they should have done. Then they live in guilt and shame. Then they stay in conflict with the people who they don't ever let go of because of the events that shaped their life. When you learn to let go of that situation and those situations, your whole energetic vibrational being begins to change. Your attractor factor changes. Who begins to show up begins to change. When you have people in your team or your upline or your circle of influence will say this, all of a sudden my leads got better, you will know that their focus is different. They begin to focus on what they deserve rather and what they require rather than what they need. There's a big shift in consciousness when this happens. When you have a relaxed focus, you do not get angry. When someone cuts you off, you don't feel violated in traffic. You don't feel like you have to pull them over, hunt them down, stalk them and beat the you-know-what out of them. When you learn to let that go, that kind of energy, when you learn to let go of your unresolved anger, your focus changes. When you focus on love, joy, bliss, enlightenment, and awareness, rather than anger, hate, guilt, resentment, abandonment, rejection, your attractor factor comes from a whole different law of the universe. But when you continue to focus on anxiety and addictions, and you perpetuate that with drugs, alcohol, pharmaceutical medication, food, stuff, feelings, and you continue to attract the people to fulfill that kind of focus. When you let go of that type of focus, when you say, I'm so done with this, when you learn to live in a different vibrational law, when you bring a different energy, when you let go of your guilt, when you stop justifying, people, I've actually seen people succeed and they justify how lucky they are or what someone did for them that they didn't deserve. They don't focus on the goodness that happened to them. They continue to stay in guilt and shame to eventually sabotage their success because they're not comfortable with success. How do you keep success? You don't. Success isn't keepable. Success is about how you feel about yourself. The better you feel about you, the law of averages start to return to you from a higher frequency. But when you focus on what you haven't done, what you ain't got, who's not giving you the love, who's not giving you the money, why you're not getting the recognition, when you're recognition starved and recognition conscious, and you're not doing what's required to succeed, then you'll continue to perpetuate the feelings of abandonment, rejection to fulfill disappointment. When you start to understand this, when you start to really get clear on this, quantum physics, brain chemistry, why you do what you do, when you start to understand predictability, human consciousness, and just the basics of cause and effect, your game changes. When you start to put more energy into transformation and less energy into disappointment, then who you attract changes. I mean, it just shows up. I have virtually seen people in the last 3 years go from being an $800 a month income earner to millionaires in a 2-year period. I have seen people go from 1 year where they were making $500 a month at the very end of the next year, $20,000 a month because of a simple, subtle shift in their focus. But if you want to continue to focus on what keeps you doing the same thing over and over, then you will continue to get what you have been getting. When you are really willing to let go of control, when you let go of rescuing, when you let go of supporting the planet, when you let go of obligations you take on, and when you start to get really clear on what you deserve, who you are, where you deserve to be, when you start to come from deserve your day of service, when you have a better understanding of prosperity, prospero, i.e. in the flow, when you come from that kind of energetic vibration, your attractor factor changes. Your law of consciousness, your awareness, the people you attract begin to show up. It's a very relaxed, calm, quiet, cool, etheric emotional energy that attracts to your reality what you deserve. But when you keep telling yourself what you need, what you don't have, you get the same kind of situation. Change your focus. Let go of your anxiety. Stop talking so much. Stop validating, justifying, and explaining. Let go of your unresolved anger. Stop making people wrong. Forgive people. Forgive yourself. Understand you've been abandoned, neglected, abused, and violated. Those are facts. Don't give the facts so much energy. Start to change your perception of the situation. I had a great conversation with John Assaraf, who was telling me what a great event that he had the opportunity to share the stage with and how remarkable the people were. He was telling me, oh, my God, those people were fantastic. That was one of the best audiences I have ever seen. I was unequivocally thanking him. That is one of the masters of the brain thanking me for what I attracted so he could get compensated. He was telling me what that was one of the best audiences I've ever spoken in front of. He meant it. He was coming unequivocally from his heart. I heard that. I knew that he meant it. That was genuine. That was authentic. When you can feel that, that's a different kind of focus. But when you shut down when someone's giving you a compliment, that means that unconsciously you're only focused on being disappointed, not being revered, not being loved, not receiving a compliment. Change your focus on how you receive. If you're a better giver than a receiver, start to have more balance in your receiving skills. Focus on receiving. Focus on asking, but when you say to yourself, I can't ask someone how much they're making in a calendar year, at what point are you willing to let go of being right so you can be prosperous? Change your focus. My name is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. This is the last Tuesday of the year of our Lord, 2014, June 24th. Many of you started strong this month. Finish stronger. You have 6 days till this month ends. Unequivocally finish strong. I will see you next Tuesday, July 1st, 2014, the second 6 months of 2014. Absolutely have a great weekend. I'll be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania this Saturday. For anyone who is in Western Pennsylvania, Cleveland, Ohio, or any of that area, I'd love to connect with you and meet you for the first time. It'll be an all-day event, 9 until 4. With that, this call is officially a call available on download and podcast at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Wednesday, June 25th. This call is officially a call. Have a great evening, everyone.